This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. On Monday, the Great Lakes Economic Forum starts. It's being held in Detroit and Windsor. This is the third forum held by the Council of the Great Lakes Region. The council is made up chiefly of business, government, and labor union organizations. Here to talk about the Economic Forum is Mark Fisher. He's CEO of the Council of the Great Lakes Region. Give us an idea about how much trade there is between the two provinces and eight states bordering the Great Lakes.
So when you look at the Great Lakes region, and geographically for us, that includes the eight Great Lakes states, so New York to Minnesota on the U.S. side, and then Ontario and Quebec on the Canadian side. You know, as a regional economy, it represents roughly a $5.8 trillion U.S. dollar economy. And if you were to put that into country terms, that would be the third largest economy in the world behind the United States and China. So together as a region, it is an incredibly large and important economy to both countries. And in fact, it's responsible for roughly 30% of the combined American and Canadian workforce as well. When you put trade and investment across the border in that context, this region is a key driver of both U.S. and Canadian job growth and also competitiveness.
Lately, President Donald Trump has been talking about a border tax, and that seems to be mostly aimed at Mexico. But how would a border tax in Mexico, and maybe even one at the Canadian border, affect business between the U.S. and Canada and between Canada and Mexico?
Well, when you look at those different tax reform measures, I think what concerns people is two things. One is obviously the applicability at the border itself. When you look at most other developed economies and value-added taxes, they're not collected at the border. So, you know, one concern of business is that you have this tax reform measure that will be potentially applied at the border. And so when you look at the auto sector, for example, which is obviously hugely important to both Michigan and Ontario, when you've got parts crossing the border, you know, five or six times as part of the final assembly of a vehicle, you know, to apply a tax on every transaction, you know, just creates so much more burden, not only on the business in terms of accounting, but also on that supply chain, and really has an impact on the efficiency. So that's one side of it. And then when you look at the other side in terms of providing an exemption or tax benefit for exports and putting a, you know, a tariff or such on imports, there are a lot of businesses on both sides of the border that rely on imports from either country to finish those products. So any kind of tax that is put on those kind of imports that are used for final assembly is going to have an impact on that business. It's going to have an impact on that business's ability to grow. And so obviously, in regions like the Great Lakes, it's a huge concern in terms of, you know, how a measure like that will be thought about, but also implemented.
Well, you'll be hearing from an expert who might know a little bit about that. I saw one of your guests will be the director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, Mick Mulvaney.
That's correct.
What do you hope to hear from Mulvaney?
You know, obviously, we know with the new administration, there are a range of different priorities that they campaigned on, that they got elected on, obviously with the help of many states in the Great Lakes region, from Ohio to Wisconsin to Minnesota. We need to be respectful and mindful of those priorities that elected President Trump. But we also want to hear that there's an ability to be open and understand the dynamics of how some of these cross-border regions like the Great Lakes function on a day-to-day basis, and whether it's regulatory issues, whether it's general trade and investment issues, the economies of the United States and Canada, particularly in regions like the Great Lakes, are so intertwined that we need to be joined up in our conversations about, you know, how we harness and take advantage of the economic strengths that we have in these kind of regions. So we really want to hear from him in terms of what's next, in terms of the president's agenda, the administration's agenda, but that there's an openness to learn and be aware of just how intertwined the two economies really are on both sides of the border in this region.
Your organization also represents tourism groups from both sides of the border. The Trump budget proposal eliminates funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That's $300 million that was used to clean up legacy pollution, try to restore habitat, and so forth. What does the Council of Great Lakes Region think about those proposals?
When we look at the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, it's a hugely important initiative for both the U.S. and for Canada. You know, when we look at the legacy of environmental issues in the Great Lakes, I think the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which I would say was launched by Republican President George Bush, has really transformed the way that we invest in reclaiming degraded sites across the region and cleaning up areas of concern. And what's important there is that, you know, typically for every dollar that's invested in reclamation and brownfield redevelopment, you know, we've seen upwards of $15 in terms of direct and indirect economic benefits that are generated from those investments. And so there's an economic story that needs to be told here in terms of the benefits of investing in areas of concern and brownfields throughout the region. And obviously, when you're investing in these areas and when you're focused on cleaning up your environment and shorelines and what have you, and creating new spaces for people to visit, you know, that's going to have a positive impact on tourism as well. And so if we don't address issues like, let's say, Lake Erie algae or other issues like that, it's going to have an impact on sport fishing to tourism. And so for us, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is not only a core environmental issue initiative, but it's also a core economic initiative for us.
Yeah, that algae in Lake Erie might also result in contaminated water source, so that's also a problem.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you one last question, and that's about the Windsor to Detroit Gordie Howe International Bridge. Is it going to get attention at the forum, and what's happening to it as far as you know?
Yeah, it certainly will get attention at the forum. So we have Michael Cotillo, who's the president and CEO of the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority. He'll be speaking at the event. And for us as an organization, when you look at this region, the ports of entry and mainly our bridges in this region are responsible for roughly 74% of the total value of goods being shipped across the border by rail, by truck, and to a lesser extent by pipeline. So putting infrastructure into these key corridors is very important for the future of this region's economy. When you look at the Gordie Howe Bridge, it's only going to add additional capacity to our ability to move goods and people around the region and across the border. And so in terms of the status of the bridge itself, my understanding is that the authority is moving through the RFP process to look at potential bidders, what have you, to actually to build the bridge. But we'll be receiving a full update from Michael Cotillo during the forum.
That's Mark Fisher. He's CEO of Council of Great Lakes Region. We've been talking about the Great Lakes Economic Forum, which is being held in Detroit and Windsor next week. Thanks very much for talking with us.
That's great. Thank you.